Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time now for the wake-up call. You can call us at 404-726-0929. You can weigh in on your thoughts ahead of the Falcons and Chiefs, which is going down on Sunday Night Football at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Or maybe you have something to say about which one Wednesday and how I got smoked.
I was going to bring this up at the end of the last segment, but I know we had to get to break. I threw the one out there. I was like, man, I wanted to get to that Saints and Chief. Which one's a more difficult opponent right now? You said the Saints, Bo. I'm a little bit shocked by that. They are a great, great team right now, but I look at the Chiefs, and they've done so many good things, and obviously a first ballot Hall of Famer at quarterback, and I was kind of shocked to hear you say that.
So. Maybe you're saying that as I speak for you, because of the route that they just did on the Cowboys. They crushed them, and so you feel like maybe they have the hot hand, maybe they'll keep riding that, whereas the Chiefs have long been consistent. So what's more dangerous, the long, consistent team or the team that's kind of got the hot hand?
Yeah, you bring up a point that is in my factoring. They are the hot hand. They're also a team that seems to be completely healthy with offensive weapons. Like Alvin Kamara looks as good as he's looked in a few years. And you go to the Saints and they've got, what's our boy that plays on our fantasy team, Mike?
Shahid.
Shahid. Yeah. They have Derek Carr, okay? They don't have Patrick Mahomes, and Patrick Mahomes is elite. He is the best quarterback in the NFL, and he's going to make a case to be the greatest of all time when it's all said and done. But Travis Kelce has struggled. Now, he could break out any point, but this guy had a one catch for 5 yards last week.
Speaking of guys on our fantasy team, that's
he's struggling.
He's anchoring us in there.
Isaiah Pacheco, who, if you want to talk about how good of a player he is, he's extremely good. He's also a guy that had 90 yards on the ground last week while also having 5 catches for over 20-plus yards. That's a key piece they're missing. You know how to play Kansas City. You know, and I say you know how to play, you kind of teams have gotten in to be able to make them grind. They just have the ultimate X factor. Right now there's a lot of unknowns about what I think it's Clint Kubiak is doing with the offensive system down in New Orleans, to where New Orleans has ran the same system seemingly since Pete Carmichael literally ran the exact same system that Sean Payton did. It was just a different play caller. They found explosive plays. They're filling themselves. Their offensive line was supposed to be a joke. They looked like maybe the best in the league after 2 games. The defense did a phenomenal job of creating turnovers. So they also know you. Right? And they know things about you. Division games are already tough. It feels like now it's weighted twice as much with the start they've gotten off to.
Make a good case.
Yeah, that's just the thing about me for New Orleans. Don't get me wrong. You win tomorrow night. You win Sunday night against Kansas City in prime time, and you can lose in New Orleans, and everyone's still going to think you're one of the best teams in the NFL, and you might be. But that's a prove-it game against Kansas City. I just think that New Orleans is tough right now.
Let's go to the lines. We got Chris in College Park. Good morning, Chris.
What's happening, Chris?
What's going on? Squid Nation in the building.
Love it, my friend. How you doing this morning, sir?
I'm doing good, fearless leader.
Don't
all
come
American.
For me today. I'm going to go ahead and put that out here right now.
Yes, ma'am, Mademoiselle Ledput. We'll call a truce this morning.
Thank you.
And let me get right to the game. Like everybody else in town, riding the emotional high of a great win for the Falcons. In past regimes, games like that would get away from us. You know, DQ and Arthur Smith, we just couldn't find a way to win. And something that I noticed when I was watching the telecast, of course, I was listening to Dave and Arch on the radio, but I'm watching. I don't know if you guys caught on that last drive the way Cousins ran out onto the field. I just happened to notice, like, he didn't trot out there. He didn't kind of walk. He sprinted out there and got to the huddle. And I was like, man, we're going to win this game. So the subtleness of him and his experience, I see it coming through. I was always worried about that Achilles. I'm glad I didn't call the first week and let it marinate. But he looked good out there. He looked good. Yeah, Mike, I was ready to pounce, bro. I was ready to go.
And, you and everybody else, man. You and everybody else through seven quarters, you and everybody else were ready to pounce, too. I don't blame you, man. I don't blame you. I did not notice it on the telecast on Sunday, or I'm sorry, on Monday, but I will say this. I saw him many times during training camp take the field that way when they were coming from the sideline during some of the team drills, and good. I love it. I love the energy he brings to that huddle.
I've talked about the one play where he scrambled incomplete, and I thought that did something. Go watch the touchdown to Mooney, and then find the all 22 where you can see the sideline, and you can see Cousins after he throws that ball to Mooney where Mooney scores a touchdown on. It just felt like there was a weight lifted off of that unit. It just felt like something went into that play that just changed the mindset for all of those guys.
This is our wake up call. You can call us at 404-726-0929. We got Jeff and Alpharetta. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, man?
Proud member here of the Flam Flam Family.
Let's go!
So,
about time. Let's go.
Yes.
Tired of hearing from these guys, Jeff.
Appreciate you taking my call. I need you all, the panel, to weigh in on whether I need a wake-up call. I grew up in Tennessee. I was in college before the Titans even came to Nashville. So I grew up without any kind of NFL affiliation. It was like six, seven more years before I started watching, because a buddy got me dragged into his fantasy football league. Happened to be the year that the Giants won the Super Bowl. Having no idea what I was doing, drafted a bunch of Giants players to my team. So I started watching a ton of their games and, you know, just became a casual Giants fan at that point for the next couple of years until I stopped playing fantasy football, which happened when I moved to Georgia. Been listening to whether it's, you know, the morning shift or, you know, Rick Kamla back in the day. And I forget the name of the guy who was the San Francisco 49ers guy. He used to be a morning host. Like, I've been listening to 92.9 The Game talk about Atlanta sports for the past decade now.
So this is your dilemma you're getting to. Should you be a Giants fan or an Atlanta fan?
Is it okay? I have a daughter now. I want her to grow up as an Atlanta fan. Is it okay for me to be an Atlanta fan now, or do I deserve a wake-up call for bailing on the Giants?
I think I can start this show, and then I won't. Obviously, you guys weigh
Please
in. I'll
away.
Make it quick. You didn't grow up with an allegiance, so therefore you never had a true allegiance. You said the word casual, so that makes me seem like you hung out and watched Giants games when it was a setting of a public, you know, a friend setting, some
sure.
kind of casual setting.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean to me, I don't feel like you are tied to anything. So now that you've put your roots down in this state with this radio station, and you have a family of your own, I don't think there's anything wrong with raising your daughter as a Falcons fan and supporting that, or an Atlanta sports fan, and supporting those teams as it coincides with that.
And here's what else I'll say, man. We talk to Falcons fans all the time, do we not? That are like, man, I've lived through decades of misery. You haven't had to do that. I think now's a good time, right? You haven't had to deal with that. Now's a good time. You buy when the stock is on its way up, and I think it is in Atlanta. I think the stock's on its way up. So I think now's a good time. If you really want your daughter to be a part of that fan base, I absolutely can vibe with that. I think now's the time, man. Make that move. Take the plunge, Jeff.
Falcons rise
up. Yeah, yeah.
I do not have a problem with anything that you guys are saying.
But
I just think maybe your daughter should, you know, kind of pick her own team. Maybe, you know, fandom just has to come to you.
That's
you can be
true.
Born into Mm-mm. it. I no. understand that. But why not throw out a bevy of different hats? See which one she picks.
That's not going to be an issue with my kids, I can promise you.
I think sometimes you do have to do what's best for your children, and that would probably make her a Falcons fan. Right, yeah. But also,
it just break your heart if like you raise her a Falcons fan, and then one day, I don't know, maybe she has a group of friends, and they're like, you know what, we're all Cowboys fans.
Well, how would they become friends then?
I'd probably disown her, but you know, she'd pay for her own wedding at that point. How would they become
friends? But I'm just trying to prepare Jeff for what happens. I don't know what age your daughter is, but I know when I hit the teenage years, you know, if my dad probably wanted me to like something, I hated it.
Yeah, that's because you just went against. That's because you're stubborn.
I'm just kidding.
I will say this. I will say this, though. Jeff, when you make the decision, it's now ride or die. There's no more turning. It's
black and red paint in her bedroom.
There's no turning back for both of you.
It's time to go. Yeah,
you don't quit.
I completely agree. Let's roll.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.